An indigenous group from the Pilbara has gone to Canberra with its claim that the Fortescue Metals Group is destroying sacred sites. The Injabandi Aboriginal Corporation says Andrew Forrest's ore company has desecrated an ochre quarry and destroyed part of a creek where stones are gathered for initiation ceremonies. It's called on the Federal Environment Minister to invoke emergency powers and protect sacred sites. The mining companies rejected the Aboriginal Corporation's claims and described them as offensive. David Webber reports.
The Injabandi Aboriginal Corporation says it wants the Federal Environment Minister to protect what it calls living heritage. The corporation's chief executive, Michael Woodley, says the creek where sacred stones are found is important to maintaining culture.
This particular area that sits on Injabandi country relates to the ceremony that we practice, you know, back home. If we don't protect these sites and no one in this house cares to help us, then we can see our heritage, you know, wiped from the face of the earth forever.
In a statement, the Environment Minister, Tony Burke, has said the application needs to go through a process under law. Mr. Burke also says it will take some time to consider the matters raised, and he's offered a similar meeting with Fortescue. But Michael Woodley says time is running out.
You know, we told him we would like to have a timeline in terms of when would he get back to us. We did raise that issue to him and said, look, it's very concerning to us that while you sit on it and go through this process, that might take anywhere from 4 to 5 weeks, their heritage are being destroyed as we speak.
An archaeologist contracted by FMG has claimed that she was pressured to alter surveys and reports. The company has said it only called for the correction of unqualified commentary, and in any case, both the original and new reports were submitted to the Department of Indigenous Affairs. The company has said it would cooperate with any investigation. Michael Woodley says he spoke about the broader issue with Mr. Burke today.
We've touched on the overall situation, that there were concerns from archaeologists and anthropologists in submitting reports that some of them lacked the proper details for the ACMC or the Department of Indigenous Affairs to make a proper decision about the sites.
FMG rejects the allegations that sacred sites have been damaged. The company's Director of Development, Peter Mers.
Mike Woodley has consistently made claims of this nature that have, to all sorts of people, that have been totally rejected. We have paid huge attention to sacred sites and heritage sites at Solomon. We spent several million dollars doing surveys and being extremely careful.
If Indigenous people are saying that there is a sacred site or there are sacred sites, well, how does FMG determine whether they're mistaken?
We don't argue in any way. What we do is we have Aboriginal elders and other Aboriginal people, but mainly Aboriginal elders from the Injabandi people that identify all of the sacred sites.
Injabandi people who are presumably not part of the corporation as such, you're referring to those that have already reached agreement with the company?
Well, you have to say that we work with the Aboriginal elders from the Injabandi people. Mike Woodley is one of the Aboriginal elders, but he stands alone. He's no longer supported by the Aboriginal elders. And Aboriginal elders, as you know, don't speak individually, they speak collectively. And we work with that group that represents the Aboriginal people.
The company says Mr. Woodley has refused to be part of the heritage process since 2008.
David Webber.